Buddha, or Buddha Gautama, also known as Shakyamuni Buddha, was a great spiritual master from ancient India. Born as Prince Siddhartha Gautama in 5th century BCE, he would have naturally inherited the vast wealth of a kingdom. However, the prince one day left the palace life in search of spiritual knowledge. After years of contemplative seeking, the Buddha attained enlightenment under the Bodhi tree. He then shared the merits of his practice by providing a method for other sentient beings to be freed from the cycle of death and rebirth. The rich treasury of Buddha's spiritual teachings on universal truths are studied and revered to this day for their deep wisdom and compassion. Today we would like to share with you the sage teachings of the Buddha. Excerpts of Chapter 5 of the Sutra of the Lotus of the Wonderful Dharma, also known as the Lotus Sutra. At that time, the World Honored One, wishing to state his meaning once more, spoke in verse form, saying,
"The Dharma King, destroyer of being, when he appears in the world, accords with the desires of living beings, preaching the Dharma or true teaching in a variety of ways. The Tathagata or Buddha, worthy of honor and reverence, is profound and far-reaching in wisdom. For long he remained silent regarding the essential, in no hurry to speak at once. If those who are wise hear of it, they can believe and understand it. But those without wisdom will have doubts and regrets, and for all time will remain in error. For this reason, Kashyapa, he adjusts to the person to gain a correct view. Kashyapa, you should understand that it is like a great cloud that rises up in the world and covers it all over."
This beneficent cloud is laden with moisture. The lightning gleams and flashes, and the sound of thunder reverberates afar, causing the multitude to rejoice. The sun's rays are veiled and hidden. A clear coolness comes over the land. Masses of darkness descend and spread. You can almost touch them. The rain falls everywhere, coming down on all four sides. Its flow and saturation are measureless, reaching to every area of the earth, to the ravines and the valleys of the mountains and streams, to the remote and secluded places where grow plants, bushes, medicinal herbs, trees large and small, 100 grains, rice seedlings, sugarcane, grapevines.
"The rain moistens them all. None ails to receive its full share. The parched ground is everywhere watered. Herbs and trees alike grow lush. What falls from the cloud is water of a single flavor. But the plants and trees, thickets and groves, each accepts the moisture that is appropriate to its portion. All the various trees, whether superior, middling or inferior, take that is fitting for large or small, and each is enabled to sprout and grow. Root, stem, limb, leaf, the glow and hue of flower and fruit, one rain extends to them, and all are able to become fresh and glossy, whether their allotment of substance, form and nature is large or small. The moistening they receive is one, but each grows and flourishes in its own way."
The Buddha is like this when he appears in the world, comparable to a great cloud that covers all things everywhere. Having appeared in the world for the sake of living beings, he makes distinctions in expounding the truth regarding phenomena.
"The great sage, the world-honored one, to heavenly and human beings, in the midst of all beings, pronounces these words, 'I am the Tathagata, most honored of two-legged beings. I appear in the world like a great cloud that showers moisture upon all the dry and withered living beings, so that all are able to escape suffering, gain the joy of peace and security, the joys of this world, and the joy of nirvana, or highest happiness.'
All of you heavenly and human beings of this assembly, listen carefully and with one mind. All of you should gather around and observe the one of unexcelled honor. I am the world-honored one. None can rival me. In order to bring peace and security to living beings, I've appeared in the world, and for the sake of this great assembly, I preach the sweet dew of the pure Dharma, true teaching. This Dharma is of a single flavor, that of emancipation, nirvana, highest happiness. With a single wonderful sound, I expound and unfold its meaning. Constantly, for the sake of the great vehicle, I create causes and conditions.
I look upon all things as being universally equal. I have no mind to favor this or that, to love one or hate another. I am without greed or attachment, and without limitation or hindrance. At all times, for all things, I preach the Dharma equally. As I would for a single person, that same way I do for numerous persons. Constantly I expound and preach the Dharma. Never have I done anything else, coming, going, sitting, standing, never to the end growing weary or disheartened. I bring fullness and satisfaction to the world, like rain that spreads its moisture everywhere, eminent and lowly, superior and inferior, observers of precepts, violators of precepts, those fully endowed with proper demeanor, those not fully endowed, those of correct views, of erroneous views, of keen capacity, of dull capacity. I cause the Dharma rain on all equally, never lax or neglectful.
When all the various living beings hear my Dharma, they receive it according to their power, dwelling in their different environments. Some inhabit the realm of human and heavenly beings, of wheel-turning sage kings, Shakra, Brahma, and the other kings. These are the inferior medicinal herbs. Some understand the Dharma of no outflows, are able to attain nirvana, highest happiness, to acquire the six transcendental powers, and gain in particular the three understandings, or live alone in mountain forests, constantly practicing meditation and gaining the enlightenment of Pratyeka Buddhas, self-awakened Buddhas. These are the middling medicinal herbs.
Still others seek the place of the world-honored one, convinced that they can become Buddhas, putting forth diligent effort and practicing meditation. These are the superior medicinal herbs. Again, there are children of the Buddha who devote their minds solely to the Buddha's way, constantly practicing mercy and compassion, knowing that they themselves will attain Buddhahood, certain of it and never doubting. These I call small trees. Those who abide in peace in their transcendental powers, turning the wheel of non-regression, saving innumerable millions of hundreds of thousands of living beings, bodhisattvas, enlightened beings, such as these, I call large trees.
The equality of the Buddha's preaching is like a rain of a single flavor, but depending upon the nature of the living being, the way in which it is received is not uniform. Just as the various plants and trees each receive the moisture in a different manner, the Buddha employs this parable as an excellent means to open up and reveal the matter, using various kinds of words and phrases and expounding the single Dharma. But in terms of the Buddha wisdom, this is no more than one drop of the ocean. I rain down the Dharma rain, filling the whole world, and this single flavored Dharma is practiced by each according to the individual's power. It is like those thickets and groves, medicinal herbs and trees, which, according to whether they are large or small, bit by bit grow lush and beautiful.
The Dharma of the Buddhas is constantly of a single flavor, causing the many worlds to attain full satisfaction everywhere. By practicing gradually and stage by stage, all beings can gain the fruits of the way. The voice hearers and Pratyeka Buddhas, or self-awakened Buddhas, inhabit the mountain forests, dwelling in their final existence, hearing the Dharma and gaining its fruits. We may call them medicinal herbs that grow and mature each in its own way. If there are bodhisattvas or enlightened beings who are steadfast and firm in wisdom, who fully comprehend the threefold world and seek the supreme vehicle, these we call the small trees that achieve growth and maturity.
Again, there are those who dwell in meditation, who have gained the strength of transcendental powers, have heard of the emptiness of all phenomena, greatly rejoice in it in their minds, and emit countless rays of light to save living beings. These we call large trees that have gained growth and maturity. In this way, Kashyapa, the Dharma preached by the Buddha is comparable to a great cloud which, with a single flavored rain, moistens human flowers so that each is able to bear fruit. Kashyapa, you should understand that through various causes and conditions, various kinds of simile and parable, I open up and reveal the Buddha's way. This is an expedient means I employ, and the same is true of the other Buddhas.
Now for you and the others, I preach the utmost truth. None in the multitude of voice hearers has entered the stage of extinction. What you are practicing is the Bodhisattva's way, and as you gradually advance in practice and learning, you are all certain to attain Buddhahood.
Serene viewers, thank you for joining us for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Planet Earth, our loving home, is coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May you and your loved ones be graced by heavenly melodies always.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.